他的祷告。
Thank our brother for his prayer earlier.
我们实在需要主自己来充满我们。
We truly need the Lord Himself to fill us.
使我们可以忠心传讲他的话。
And we can faithfully deliver His words.
好，我们再有一起祷告。
Let's again turn to the Lord for prayer.
主啊，当我们奉你名一起聚集的时候
，Lord, when we come together in Your name,
我们单单的仰望你。
We only look to you.
我们求你自己的圣灵来充满我。
We hope that your spirit can fill us completely.
求你在你的荣耀中向我们显现。
May you in your glory reveal yourself.
使我们众人的心都归向你。
So that all of our hearts can be turned to you.
使你可以向我们说话。
Speak to us.
可以把你荣耀的旨意向我们显明。
And you can reveal your glorious will toward us.
也让我们能够明白主你的话。
And also help us understand your words.
并且来仰望和依靠你。
Not only that, but also to rely on you.
使我们可以遵行你的旨意。
That we can do your commandments.
主啊，求你按照你的应许与我们同在。
May you be with us according to your promise.
我们把感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给你。
We give you all the thanks, praise.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
好，我们一起。翻到马太福音第七章。
Let's turn together to Matthew 7.
我们一起来看第二十四节到第二十七节。
Let's look at verse 24 to 27.
这也是上个礼拜江炮弟兄到我们当中来分享。
This also happens to be the same set of verses that John Paul shared last week.
如果大家还记得的话
，If you remember,
我们的弟兄提醒我们说，主耶稣基督就是我们的磐石。
Yeah, our brother shared that our Lord Jesus is our rock.
他是我们的依靠。
He is our reliance.
而且是永古永是永久的磐石。
He's our eternal, lasting rock.
我们弟兄姐妹也要彼此扶持。
And we should also encourage each other.
使我们可以站立在这个根基之上。
Supporting each other to be able to stand on this foundation.
好，我们今天再来把这几节经文再来一同来读一遍。
Let's read again through these few verses.
我用中文，然后用开。所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上。雨淋，风吹，水冲，风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
Okay. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew, and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
这四节经文对我们来讲非常的重要。
For us, these four verses are very important.
因为我们知道这是在马太福音第七章结束的地方。
Because we know this is at the end of the chapter 7 of Matthew.
马太福音第五章到七节到第七章，整整这三章都是记载主耶稣在山上对他门徒的教训。
Chapters 5 to 7 in Matthew are direct history of what Jesus told his disciples on the Sermon on the Mount.
这三章呢，就叫做登山宝训。
These things he said was called the Sermon on the Mount.
主耶稣怎么样结束登山宝训的呢
？How did our Lord Jesus end his sermon？
就是刚才我们读过的。
That is the very few verses we just read.
就是他说，凡听见我这话去行的，就好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
That is whoever is wise builds their foundation.Whoever is wise, who listens to my words and do what they say, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
另一方面，凡听见主的话不去行的呢，就好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙子上。
Conversely, who hears these words of Jesus and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand.
所以呢，今天我想跟大家分享，凡听见就去行这样一个题目。
So I want to share with brothers today that whoever hears should obey this particular topic.
大家如果看今天的程序单的话
，If you look at the brochure for today，
不知道大家有没有注意，那是另外一个题目。
I don't know if you noticed, but the topic listed there is something else.
不过真的，我前几天真的是想用那个题目。
But I had intended on the last few days to really use that topic.
所以呢，我就把那个题目告诉了打周报的联络的弟兄姐妹。
So I sent that topic, my choice of topic, to the brother who was responsible for printing out the bulletin.
但是昨天呢，有一个感动，就把题目换了。
But yesterday I had a burden in my heart, so I changed the topic last minute.
其实讲的内容是一样的。
But really the content is the same.
所以呢，今天我要分享的题目是凡听见就去行的。
So the topic I want to share today is those who hear shall do.
那副标题呢是扫罗，你做了糊涂事。
Secondary topic is Saul, you've done a foolish thing.
所以今天我们的节目单上只有一个错误。
So, on this bulletin, today there's only one mistake.
就是四月没有三十一号。
That is, April does not have a 31st day.
题目没有错。
The topic is right.
我们今天读了马太福音第七章二十四节到二十七节。
So we just read chapter 7 of Matthew, 24 to 27.
主要我们看到呢，在这个世界上有两种人。
The Lord told us there are two types of people in this world.
一类叫做聪明的人。
One kind is the wise.
或者智慧的人。
Or the one who is wise and understanding.
另外一种呢是无知的人。
The other one is a fool.
无知的人或者可以翻译成愚昧的人或者糊涂的人。
The fool is someone who is stupid or confused.
也许许多人以为医生一定是聪明的人。
Maybe some people think doctors must be smart.
律师啊，还有社会上的成功人士，这样的人是聪明人。
Lawyers and all the people in the world who are successful, these are the wise.
或者读博士的是聪明人。
Or somebody who pursues a doctorate degree is a wise person.
其实呢，在主的眼里，一个人是聪明。还是无知，跟他的学问、跟他的成就、跟他的地位、跟他的能力都没有多大关系。
But actually, in the Lord's eye, the thing that determines whether a person is wise or not does not depend on his education, his personal, his achievements.
一个人是否聪明，乃在于他对主的话的态度。
One person, whether he is wise or not, depends on what his attitude is toward the Lord's words.
在于他是否听见主的话就去行，就遵守。
It depends on whether he listens to God's words and obey them.
凡听见就去行的，主说这是聪明人。
Those who listen and obey, Jesus said, these are the wise.
听见主的话不去行的，主说呢，他就是一个无知的人。
The ones who hear it but don't do them, that is a fool, he said.
也许我刚刚信主。
Perhaps I just believed on salvation.
也许我刚刚开始读圣经。
Perhaps I just started reading his words.
也许呢，我对主的话所知道的还非常的有限。
Perhaps I know very little about Lord's will and his words.
甚至都不那么准确。
Or maybe I even have some misconceptions.
但是主说，只要你听见我的话去行，那么呢，你就是一个聪明的人，你就是一个有智慧的人。
But he said, whoever hears these words of mine and does not, and does put them into practice is a wise man.
今天呢，跟大家分享圣经里面的一个人物，叫做扫罗。
Today I want to share with you a character from the Bible called Saul.
扫罗这个人呢，非常的了不得。
Paul, this person has had a lot of, is very special.
他是以色列有史以来的第一个王。
He was Israel's first king.
在以色列人当中，他老有名了。
In the land of Israel, he's very renowned.
关于他的出场呢，圣经中是这样记载。
With regards to his intro, the, The Bible says, puts it like this.
在撒母耳记上第九章第一节和第二节。
In 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 1 and 2,
说有一个便雅悯人名叫基士。
It said that there was a Benjamite whose name was Kish.
他是个呢大能的勇士，他有一个儿子名叫扫罗。
He was a mighty man of power, and he had a son whose name was Saul.
那么扫罗是什么样的人？
What kind of person was Saul?
又健壮又俊美。
He was strong and he was handsome.
在以色列人中没有一个能比他的。
In Israel, there was not one that could compare to him.
身体比众民高过一头。
And he was a head taller and shoulder taller than anyone else.
这就是扫罗。
That was Saul.
按照他的外形来说。
According to his external appearance.
又健壮又俊美。
He was strong and he was handsome.
魁梧，英俊。
He was very valiant and very respectable.
不知道你怎么翻啊，气宇轩昂。
He's very good with words. He was well spoken.
所以呢，他站在这里的话，一定是鹤立鸡群。
So him standing there, it must be unanimous approval from everyone.
就像上周那个江炮在这里一站。
Just like when, as like John Paul stood here last week.
比我们都高出一头或者一头半。
He was a head and a half, maybe taller than everyone else.
这是他的出场。
That was his introduction.
后来呢，他是怎么样受膏的？
So how did Saul get anointed?
到第十章的时候。
We see in chapter 10.
那里说撒母耳拿瓶膏油倒在扫罗的头上，与他亲嘴说，这不是耶和华膏你做他产业的君吗？
It says Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him and said, Is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?
耶和华的灵必大大感动你，你就要与他们一同受感说话，你要变为新人。
The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power, and you will prophesy with them, and you will be changed into a different person.
扫罗转身离别撒母耳，神就赐他一个新心，当日这一切兆头都应验了。
And let it be when these signs are come unto you that you do as occasion serve thee, for God is with you.
所以呢，扫罗受膏，我们特别注意三件事。
So Paul being anointed, we have to pay attention to three things.
这三件事呢，使我们对他刮目相看。
There's one. These three things cause us to be to look at him, to have unanimous approval of him.
首先呢，是耶和华高他做以色列的君王。
First of all, it's Jehovah who chose him and anointed him to be king.
第二件事呢，是神的灵感动他，让他有一个新的心。
Secondly, it's the Lord changing his heart to give him a new heart.
第三件事，他成为一个新人。
And thirdly, he became a new person.
这是呢，他受膏了。
This is him being anointed.
接下来呢，就讲到他真的做了王。
Later on, it talks about him really being the king.
在他做王之前，
Before he became the king,
他首先带领他以色列的百姓。
Firstly, he led the people of Israel.
击败了使他们常常提心吊胆的亚门人。
They defeated the Amalekites, who they feared a lot.
所以呢，扫罗旗开得胜。
So Saul was completely victorious.
他一出手就把亚门人打得落花流水。
And he defeated the Amalekites completely. He annihilated them.
他得胜归来之后，
After he won, he came back.
撒母耳对百姓说，我们往基甲去，在那里立国。
Samuel said, let's go to Gilgal, we'll renew the kingdom there.
所以百姓就到了基甲那里。
So all the people went to Gilgal.
在耶和华面前立扫罗为王，又在耶和华面前献平安祭，扫罗和以色列众人 大大欢喜。
And there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. And there they sacrificed of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly.
下面一个，这就是传说中的扫罗。
Next, this is the Saul that you come to know.
可见呢，此时的扫罗他深得以色列百姓的拥戴。
Except Saul has gained the approval of all the people.
到他登基作王。
During his ascent to kingship.
我们可以说是众望所归。
It was a unanimous approval.
这就是那个时候扫罗。
That was the Saul that we come to know at this point.
何等美好的开始。
What a great beginning.
他的起点很高，他没有输在起跑线上。
His start was very good, and he had a very good beginning.
他本来呢，可以被神大大的使用。
He could have been used greatly of God.
他可以在神的手里面大有作为。
He could have been used, he could have achieved many things under the Lord.
但是非常可惜。
But it's a shame.
当这位以色列的王和他的百姓第一次遇到一个严重试验的时候。
When this king and his people, underwent a difficult trial.
就暴露出他的无知，暴露出他的糊涂。
It revealed his foolishness and revealed his confusion over all.
因为不久之后，
because it wasn't long before.
又一场战争，他们又面临一场战争。
Another war came into, took place.
在撒母耳记第十三章。
You can find that in 1 Samuel 13.
腓力士人聚集，要与以色列人征战，有车30,000，马兵6,000。
Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel. 30,000 chariots, 6,000 horsemen, and
步兵像海边的沙那样多，就上来在亚伯文东面的密抹安营。
And infantry was more numerous than the sand on the seashore, and they came up.And pitched their tents in Michmash.
腓力士人大兵压境。
They came in great multitudes and covered all the land.
以色列人怎么样呢？
So what did the Israelites do?
以色列百姓见自己危急窘迫，就藏在山洞、丛林、石穴、隐秘处和坑中。
So when the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for they were distressed, then the people.Hid themselves in caves, thickets, rocks, and in high places and in pits.
有些希伯来人过了约旦河，逃到加德和基列地。
Some of the Hebrews even went over the Jordan to the land of Gad or Gilead.
扫罗还是在吉甲，百姓都战战兢兢地跟随他。
As for Saul, he was still yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him, trembling.
所以当时的情形是
，So the condition at that point was.
腓力士人声势浩大。
Philippians were very strong.
他们武器精良。
They had very sophisticated weapons.
他们有军车，他们有马兵，他们有步兵无数。
They had chariots, they had horsemen, they had countless infantry people.
密密麻麻，漫山遍野。People mountain, people sea.
They were greatly numerous. They covered the entire area where they were standing.
以色列人呢？
The Israelites.
他们当时没有铁匠。
They didn't have a blacksmith.
不能打造兵器。
They couldn't really forge any weapons.
到打仗的时候，只有两个人有兵器。
During war, only two people had weapons.
一个是扫罗。
One was Saul.
一个是他的儿子约拿丹。
And his son Jonathan.
其他人呢
？Everyone else.
我们可以想象，他们也拿着所谓的武器，大概就是种地用的嘛。
I guess we can assume that they used these so-called weapons they probably used to farm.
或者一些木棍。
Or maybe some sticks.
所以呢，在腓力士人面前，他们几乎就是赤手空拳。
So pretty much going against the Philistines, they had to do almost hand-to-hand combat.
他们就非常的害怕腓力士人，甚至呢出现了逃兵。
So they were really afraid, to the point where some of them even deserted.
再往下看，扫罗照着撒母耳所定的日期等了七日，撒母耳还没有来到吉甲，百姓也离开扫罗散去了。
So we look down at verse 8. Paul tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him.
扫罗等撒母耳等了七天, 本来撒母耳说好了要来献祭。
Saul waited 7 days for Samuel. Samuel previously had said, okay, after 7 days, we'll come and offer sacrifices.
扫罗等了七天, 说好了撒母耳还是没有来。
He waited 7 days, Samuel didn't come.
情况的确非常的紧急。
The situation was very, was definitely very bleak. Very urgent.
因为腓力士人随时就可以打上来。
Because at any moment, the Philistines could have came up and fought them.
怎么办呢?
What do they do?
非常重要的,下面呢,
very important. Saul, so Saul did something very foolish.
扫罗说, 把燔祭和平安祭带到我这里来, 扫罗就献上燔祭。
And Saul said, bring me a peace offering, burnt offering and peace offering to me. And he offered them there.
因为这个时候如果腓力士人打上来的话,
because at this time, if the Philistines came up to fight against the Israelites,
扫罗和以色列人真的很难抵挡。
Saul and Israel and the people of Israel would definitely, it would be difficult to defend themselves.
作为一个王,
when it comes to being a king,
扫罗觉得他要采取行动。
Saul felt that he needed to take action.
他想出一个办法。
He thought of a plan.
就是不等撒母耳了，他自己来献祭。
His idea was that he will not wait for Samuel, but instead offer sacrifices by himself.
结果巧得很。
But as luck would have it,
刚献完祭,
right after he did it,
撒母耳就到了,
Samuel came.
扫罗出去迎接他, 问他好。
So Saul went out to greet him.
撒母耳说, 你做的是什么事呢? 扫罗说, 因为我见百姓离开我散去, 你也不照所定的日期来到, 而且腓力士人聚集在密抹。
So Samuel said, what have you done? Saul replied, when I saw that the men were scattering and that you did not come at me at the set time, and the Philistines were assembling themselves together at Michmash.
所以我心里说, 恐怕我没有祷告耶和华, 腓力士人下到极甲攻击我, 我就勉强献上燔祭。
Therefore said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself therefore and offered a burnt offering.
撒母耳来的时候,
when Samuel came to him,
看到扫罗已经献了燔祭,
seeing that Saul had already made the sacrifice,
所以问他,
he asked him,
你做的是什么事呢?
What is this thing that you have done?
扫罗说, 这下糟糕了。
Saul probably said, I'm in trouble now.
因为呢, 撒母耳跟他讲得非常的清楚, 要等撒母耳来了之后才能献祭。
Because Samuel was very clear and explicit in telling Paul that he should wait for him first to come before offering.
扫罗就为自己辩解。
So Saul came up with a solution for himself. Come up with excuses for himself.
有三个原因。
He made three rationalizations.
第一呢, 大敌当前, 人心涣散, 献祭, 可以用来稳定军心。
First of all, the enemy is near, the morale of the troops is falling, and maybe offering can calm them down.
第二个原因, 跟你撒母耳有关。
Second reason had something to do with Samuel.
因为你姗姗来迟。
Because you came so late.
你说好了来也不来, 我怎么办呢?
You said you would come and you didn't. What would I do?
第三呢, 是腓力士人。
Thirdly, third one is the Philistines.
他们近在眼前, 我随时都有危险。
They are right in front of us, they're very near, we have imminent danger.
扫罗好像振振有词。
Paul seems to have many excuses and reasons.
我们读到这里也许也很同情他。
So maybe at this point, as we're reading his excuses, we can kind of empathize.
但是撒母耳说什么?
But what did Samuel say?
撒母耳对扫罗说, 你做了糊涂事了。
Samuel said to Paul, thou hast done foolishly.
没有遵行耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令。
You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you.
你做了糊涂事。
You've done a foolish thing.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为扫罗他没有遵行耶和华的命令。
Because Saul didn't obey the Lord's commands.
因为扫罗所做的是自作主张，自作聪明。
Because what Saul did, he was doing right in his own eyes.
所以他跟撒母耳说。
So he said to Samuel.
如果我们回去看的话。
If we go back to.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
他说我就勉强献上祭物。
He said, so he felt compelled to offer a burnt offering.
这个是重点。
This is the main point.
勉强是什么意思？
The focus is he felt compelled. What does that mean? He forced himself. What does that mean?
就是呢，他是被迫的。
That is, he was out of options. He was persecuted. He was forced.
他不是凭着信心。
He did not do it by faith.
他乃是迫使自己去献祭。
He forced himself to do this, to perform the sacrifice.
因为他明明知道他不应该献祭。
Because he knew for sure, he knew that he shouldn't offer the sacrifice.
他知道他这样做是违背了神的命令。
He knew that doing this would violate God's law.
但是呢
？But
这个但是很糟糕。
This but is very. It's very bad.
因为情况紧急。
Because the situation was very, very urgent.
因为压力山大。
Because the pressure was great.
所以呢，我就顾不了那么多了。
So I can't think of too many things.
所以我就只好明知故犯。
So I had to do what I knew was wrong.
这叫做糊涂。
This is called confused and foolish.
这叫做无知。
This is the foolish one.
他是勉强的，他是被迫的。
He was forced, and he forced himself to do it.
但是他出于无奈。
But he 出于无奈。He forced. But he had to do it himself.
是什么迫使他这样做？
What forced him to do it this way?
因为他害怕。
Because he was afraid.
因为他害怕非利士人。
He was afraid of the Philistines.
他指望借着献祭可以让他有好运气。
He was hoping that this offering of sacrifice would bring about better luck.
他希望借着献祭他可以挽回危局。
He was hoping that through the sacrifice he can bring the people back from the brink.
糊涂人。
The fools.
就是在有压力的时候。
It's just when, right when the pressure comes.
就是呢，在危急的时候。
Foolish men, right when the situation is urgent.
明明知道神的话，但是呢，却明知故犯。
Knowing that he's going to violate God's law, he does it anyway.
在顺利的环境里面。
In good circumstances.
我们看不出谁是聪明人，谁是糊涂人。
We can't really tell who is wise and who is foolish.
只有当试炼来临的时候。
Only when trials come.
我们才知道，我是一个聪明的人，我还是一个糊涂的人。
Then we'll know whether we are wise or are we fools.
那么，扫罗献祭的结果又是什么
？So what is the outcome of his of him?Offering sacrifice.
神就借着撒母耳告诉扫罗说
So the Lord used Samuel to tell Saul.
现在你的王位必不长久。
Now your kingdom shall not continue.
耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君，因为你没有遵守耶和华所吩咐你的。
Because the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, and have appointed him leader of his people, because you have not kept the Lord's command.
大家都知道，在大陆有一个叫袁湘臣的牧师。
Everyone knows that in China there's a preacher called Alan Yuan.
他因为拒绝参加三自教会，于1958年遭到逮捕。
Because he was unwilling to join the government-sanctioned church, he was arrested and imprisoned.
反革命罪被判了无期徒刑。
Because he was against the government, he was judged and put into our life in prison.
在监狱里面，在劳改营里面，一共度过了22年。
In prison and in labor camps, he was there for 22 years.
在这22年当中，有14年是靠近当时的苏联的东北。
14 of those years, he was very close. He was in the northeast, very close to Russia.
他自己后来说。
He said about it afterwards.
他说我被发配到离苏联边境不远的劳改营，在那里耕地劳作。
So I was just, he said he was dispatched to the labor camp and he was laboring there.
我和王明道想，我们可能都会像殉道者一样死去的。
He said he decided with this other man, Ming Dao Wang, thinking that we were probably going to be martyrs.
劳改营非常的冷，工作繁重，食物粗糙。
The labor camp was very, very cold. The labor was very hard, and the food was very coarse.
不单单在物质生活上这样的艰难。
Not only was the material aspect of this living difficult.
而且他也非常的孤单。
He was also very alone, lonely.
他说我没有圣经。
He didn't have a Bible.
那里也没有其他的基督徒。
There are no other Christians.
我只有四位天主教的神父。
There were only four Catholic elders.
他只遇到了四位天主教的神父。
He only saw four other Catholic bishops or elders.
但是我们的弟兄他没有放弃。
But he did not give up.
一直到22年之后的79年。
It wasn't until 22 years later in 1979.
他才被放出来。
He was released.
但是呢，他一放出来之后，还像过去一样。
But the moment he was released, he was just as he was before.
他到处去传福音。
He went land to land to preach the gospel.
而且他最大的特点是他不害怕。
And his specialty was that he was not afraid.
他是公开的传福音。
He publicly preached the gospel.
有一位认识他的人曾经这样说。
A person who knew him said this of him.
说他从来没有躲藏过。
He never relented. He never hid himself.
他从来没有怕过什么。
He was never afraid of anything.
到88年十月底的时候。
And in October of 89,
经过了很多曲折，袁湘成牧师呢，他终于拿到了正式的身份证，成为一个正式的公民。
So after a long struggle, he finally got his citizenship ID and became a citizen.
然后他就。因为有了这个身份证，他就可以去上海。
But because he had this new social status, he was able to go to Shanghai.
他要去上海见王明道弟兄。
He went to Shanghai. He wanted to see, Ming Dao Wang.
在车站接他的一个陈弟兄对他说
，A brother who picked him up at the bus station, Brother Chen.
王明道先生一听到你要来
，When Brother Wang heard that you were coming.
看到你那封信要来的信的时候，他就哭了。
When he saw the letter you wrote, he cried.
他吩咐我说，无论如何，你们一下车就要直接到他家去。
He instructed me, whatever happens, the moment you pick him up, take him back home.
袁弟兄也非常急迫的想见王明道。
Brother Wang really wanted to, Brother Alan really wanted to see Brother Wang.
所以呢，他们一行人就拎着大包小包从火车站。就直奔王明道家里面去。
So they took their luggage, big and small, to Brother Wang's house.
一进门
，He entered the door.
王明道就在他夫人的搀扶之下走到门口。
The elderly Brother Wang was led by his wife by the arms to greet him.
王明道抓着袁湘成对他说
，Brother Wang clung onto Alan and said to him,
湘成啊，我两眼现在看不到你了。我的好弟兄
Alan, my two eyes can't really see anything more, my precious brother.
王弟兄一面说，一面就用手摸他。
As he was speaking, he was also using his hands to touch him.
因为那时候王弟兄身体非常不好。
Because at that time, his body was very weak.
他视力也非常差，根本看不清楚。
And his sight was very bad, he could barely see anything.
让我们想象一下那幅图面，那幅画面。
Let's think about this picture.
两位为主多年受苦的老弟兄
，Two brothers who have the scars of serving Christ，
没有放弃他们的信仰
，did not give up。
有一天，当他们都已经老了的时候，当他们的肉身都已经衰残的时候，他们又见面了。
One day when their physical bodies were so weak, they saw each other。
在许多人来看
，To many people，
我们的弟兄实在不怎么聪明。
Our brother really isn't that wise.
因为那个时候退缩了很多。
Because at that time there were many who relented and drew back.
很多人放弃了信仰。
Many people forwent their beliefs.
很多人不再跟随主。
A lot of people no longer followed the Lord.
有些人甚至出卖自己的弟兄。
Some people even betrayed and sold their own brothers.
听从主的话，照主说的去行，就意味着受苦。
To hear and do the words of God means to suffer.
就意味着受逼迫。
Because of, it means to be persecuted.
就意味着危险。
It means to be in danger.
但是感谢主。
But thank our God.
无论什么样艰难的环境里面。
No matter what kind of difficult conditions.
主都保守一批他的仆人对他忠心。
Lord brings together a people that are faithful to him.
像启示录第十二章十一节所说的。
As in Revelation 12:11 says,
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
这些至死也不爱惜自己生命，并且要遵行神旨意的人，神说他们是聪明的人，他们是有智慧的人。
These people who did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death, these are the wise, full of wisdom people.
因为我们所盼望的不是看得见的，乃是看不见的。
So because what we chase after is not something that we can see.Not the things that we can see, but the things unseen.
因为神一定要奖赏他们。
Because Lord will definitely reward them.
因为神要用荣耀的冠冕赐给他们。
Because Lord will give him a glorious crown.
我们继续回到扫罗。
Let's go back again to Saul.
过了一段时间之后。
After a while.
神呢？吩咐扫罗去击打亚玛利人。
After a while, the Lord told Saul to go and attack the Amalekites.
亚玛利这个人呢，他是以扫的孙子。
The Amalekites, they are the grandchildren of Esau.
他的后裔和以撒的后裔，也就是以色列人呢，他们是世代为仇。
Their descendants, the Amalekites and the Israelites, they are enemies.
很久之前，当以色列人出埃及的时候
，A long time ago when the Israelites left Egypt，
亚玛利人特别坏
，Amalekites were very evil。
他们趁以色列人疲惫的时候呢，就击杀那些落在后头走不动的那些老弱病残的。
He used the opportunity when the Israelites were weak and tired to pick off the ones who are slow and behind。
所以神曾经对摩西说。
So the Lord had said to Moses in Exodus,
他要把亚玛利的名号从天下全然抹除
that he would blot out the name of the Amalekites from the heavens and the earth completely.
这一次呢，神就借着撒母耳告诉扫罗说
So this time the Lord used Samuel to tell Saul,
你要听耶和华的话
You must listen to Jehovah.
现在你去击打亚玛利人
You must attack the Amalekites.
灭尽他们所有的
To completely annihilate
everything. 不可怜惜他们。
You cannot have compassion for any of them.
要将男女孩童吃奶的，并牛羊骆驼和驴进行杀死。
You must completely destroy the men, women, children, cattle, sheep, and all everything.
有了上次的教训。
Knowing the lesson that he learned last time.
我们觉得扫罗这一次会不会比较聪明了？
Do we think that Saul would be a little more wise this time?
扫罗这次做了一些准备。
So Saul made some preparations this time.
他带领20万加1万大军。
So he attacked, he used 20,000 plus another 1,000 soldiers.
击败了亚玛利人。
Destroyed the Amalekites.
但是。
But.
他没有完全按照神的吩咐。
He did not completely and exactly follow the Lord's commands.
灭尽一切亚玛利人的牛羊。
He did not slay every animal.
他擅自留下一些上好的牛羊。
He even left behind and spared some the fat calves and the lambs, everything that was good.
他虽然活捉了亚玛力王,
even though he captured the king of Amalekites,
却留下他的性命,
he spared his life.
他还是把神的命令打了折扣。
He still took a discount or kind of tweaked God's command a bit.
会不会觉得扫罗好任性?
Do we kind of feel like Saul is very stubborn?
结果呢?
Then,
耶和华的话临到撒母耳说：“我立扫王扫罗为王，我后悔了，因为他转去不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。”
Then the word of the Lord came unto Samuel, saying, "I am grieved that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me and have not performed my commandments."
这是撒母耳记上第十五章。
This is 1 Samuel 15, chapter 15.
这章有个非常非常突出的重点。
This chapter has a very special main message.
就是呢，要听从耶和华的话。
And that is to listen to the Lord's words.
在前三十一节经文里面。
In the previous 31 verses before that.
听从、遵守这样的字眼一共出现了十多次。
The words to obey, and to obey and do came, was mentioned 14 times.
More than 10 times.
Over 10 times.
神一直强调要听从要遵守。
Lord had emphasized over and over again to hear, to listen and to obey.
到第二十二节。
When it comes to verse 22,
Samuel 就对扫罗说。
Samuel said to Saul,
耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话吗？
Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于羔羊的脂油。
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than to than the fat of the rams.
扫罗对撒母耳说：“我有罪了，因我惧怕百姓，听从他们的话，就违背了耶和华的命令和你的言语。”
So then Saul said to Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed from the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I fear the people and obey their voice."
上一次扫罗是惧怕非利士人。
Last time Saul was afraid of the Philistines.
这一次他说我因惧怕百姓。
This time he was afraid of the people, he said.
所以呢听从了他们的话。是那些百姓要把这些上好的牛羊留下来。
So he listened to the people, their suggestion of sparing these good fat cattle and sheep.
外面来自外面的压力再次使扫罗屈服。
External pressures again caused Saul to relent.
以至于他违背了神的话。
To the point where he disobeyed Lord.
我们看以色列人的历史。
We look at the history of Israel.
就不难发现。
It's not hard to find.
当众人的声音得胜的时候。
When the multitude voiced something as one.
常常就是以色列人失败的时候。
Is oftentimes that's when the Israelites fail.
当初有十二个探子去迦南。
At that time, the 12 spies went to Canaan.
回来之后，有十个探子说我们不能上去。
When they came back, 10 of them said, "We can't go up there."
那里的人太高大了，我们上去就像马炸马一样。
Those people are too big. We go over there, we'll be very tiny people.
只有两个人说我们上去得那地，因为神已经把那地交给我们。
Only two of them said we should go because the Lord will give them into our hands.
结果那两个人差点被打死。
Then those two people who said that were almost beaten to death.
今天在教会里面也常常有类似的情况。
Today in the church, we often have similar situations.
彼得就是因为害怕那些受割礼的人。
Peter was afraid of those people who were circumcised.
所以呢，他就不再和外邦人一起吃饭。
So he didn't eat anymore with the Gentiles.
当年在哥林多教会。
So during that time in the church of Corinth.
如果也实行少数服从多数的话。
So if the minority obeyed the majority.
那保罗一定是少数。
Then Paul was definitely the minority.
所以保罗在哥林多后在加拉太书里面曾经说过。
So Paul had once said in Galatians.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心？
of Galatians. Am I trying to win the approval of men or of God?
我们周围总是有两种声音。
Around us, there's always two voices.
有从人那边来的声音。
One voice comes from people.
有从神那边来的声音。
One comes from the God, from God.
听从人的声音可以顺水推舟，可以讨人的喜欢。
Listening to the voice of men, everything would fall into place naturally.
听神的声音要付出代价。
When you listen to the Lord, you will pay price.
在人看来,
to people,
聪明的人呢, 是应该走宽路, 应该走平坦的路。
The wise should go through the wide road.
傻瓜才会走窄路, 才会背十字架。
Only the dumb ones will go through the narrow path and carry their cross.
但在神来看, 恰恰相反。
But to the Lord, it's very different.
保罗说, 我岂是讨人的喜欢吗?
Paul said, am I trying to gain the approval of men?
若仍旧讨人的喜欢, 我就不是基督的仆人了。
If I was trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
如果人要背离神,
if people want to leave God,
基督的仆人就不能讨人的喜欢。
Christ's servant cannot please people.
从扫罗这两个失败,
these two failures of Saul,
有一件事很值得我们注意。
From them, there's one thing that we ought to take note of.
就是呢, 扫罗这两次违背神的诫命都跟献祭有关。
And that is, both times, these mistakes Saul made had something to do with sacrifices.
第一次呢, 是因为情况危急, 所以他勉强献祭。
First time was because the situation was very urgent, so he forced himself to do it.
第二次呢, 是他要留下上好的牛羊, 用来当作祭物。
Second time, it was because he wanted to keep the very good ones to use as sacrifices.
由此可见,
we can see,
神所喜悦的并不一定是那些所谓属灵的事物。
What Lord likes, or what Lord delights in, is not necessarily those things that seem spiritual.
因为在表面来看, 扫罗做得很好。
Because externally, what Saul did seems to be very good.
他知道要献祭。
He knows he had to present offerings.
他知道他应该把好的，他也要把好的留下来来献祭。
He also knew that he had to keep the good animals for the offering.
但是我们知道这不是神所喜悦的。
But we know this is not what the Lord wants.
神说喜悦的不是这些表面的东西。
Lord does not delight in these external things.
神说听命献于献祭。
The Lord said to obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于羔羊的旨意。
To obey the lamb.
所以扫罗呢, 虽然高大威武,
so even though Saul had many reasons for himself.
但是因为他不断地违背神的诫命,
oh, even though Saul was very valiant and successful, but because he kept violating God's commands.
他是一个无知的人, 他是一个糊涂的人。
He was a fool. He was confused.
这样的人的结局一定是非常悲惨。
The outcome of someone like this is definitely very bad.
首先呢, 他失去了王位。
First of all, he lost his kingship.
他的王位变成暂时了, 神要用另外一个人来取代他。
His kingship came to a halt, and the Lord was going to choose someone else.
然后呢, 因着他违背神的诫命,
then because he violated God's commands, Samuel also left him.
更悲惨的,
even more pitiful.
最终神离弃他,
lastly, God left him.
使他落在完全的黑暗里面,
to cause him to stumble into complete darkness.
有一次主耶稣教训众人的时候,
one time when the Lord was teaching the multitude,
他的母亲, 他的弟兄也来了,
his mother and his brothers came.
他们站在外面, 吩咐人,
they stood nearby outside, asking people to tell Jesus to come.
可能是因为有一些话要跟他说, 也可能呢,
maybe they wanted to tell him something or ask him to come home.
那几个人就到了耶稣的身边,
so those few people came by to him,
对他说,
and said to him,
看哪，你母亲和你弟兄在外面找你。
Look, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you.
马可福音三章三十三节。Mark 3:33.
耶稣回答说，谁是我的母亲？ Jesus replied, "Who is my mother and my brothers?" he asked.
就四面观看，那周围坐着的人说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。”So
he looked around at the circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother."
凡遵行神旨意的，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。For
whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother.
神说，凡遵行他旨意的，凡遵行神旨意的，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲。The
Lord said, "Whoever does my commands, they are my brothers, sisters."
因为他是我们的主。Because
he is our Lord.
所以他可以吩咐我们去做。So
he can instruct us to do.
我们在他的面前呢，则是仆人。In
front of him, we are but servants.
我们要听他的吩咐。
We must listen to his commands.
我们在地上有各种各样的身份。In
this world, we have many different identities.
我们可以是一个人物。We
can be someone. We can be someone great.
Somebody.
We can be somebody.
我们可能是村官。We
can be some kind of leader.
我们可以是公司的董事长。We
can be the CEO of a company.
我们可以是教会里面的领袖。We
can be a leader in the church.
我们甚至可以是一国之君，国家的元首。
Or we could be the leader of a country.
但是我们在神的面前就是他的仆人。But
in front of God, we are nothing but servants.
我们要照着他的话去行，神说你就是一个聪明的人。We
must do as God commands. The Lord says we are the wise.
当主说凡听见我的话就去行的时候。The
Lord said, whoever listens to these words of mine and does them.
他是在总结马太福音第五章到第七章整整三章的教训。
He is summarizing all these things he said in chapter 5 to 7.
他在第五章到第七章那里面说，你们是世上的盐，你们是世上的光。
He said, throughout these chapters, he said, you are the salt of the world, the light of the world.
你们要有好行为，好见证，使人可以把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
By your good deeds and your good works, to help others give glory to your God.
他说，你们的义。 若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，就断不能进天国。If
your righteousness does not supersede the ones of the scribes and Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
他说：“你们不可以对弟兄怀怒。”You
cannot, you cannot hate your brother.
你们不可以奸淫，不可以随便起誓。You
cannot swear, you cannot commit adultery.
他说：“你们要爱你们的仇敌。You
must love your enemies.
他说：“你们在施舍、祷告。” 进食这些属灵的事上不可假冒为善。He
said, when praying or fasting, you can't be like the hypocrites.
他说你们要把财宝、把财物积攒在天上。You
must store up treasure in heaven.
他说你们不要为自己吃什么、穿什么而忧虑。He
said, not to worry about what you'll wear or what you'll eat.
他说你们不可以彼此论断。He
said, you can't judge, don't judge each other.
他说你们要祈求，你们要叩门。He
said, you will not, he said, you must knock and seek.
他说：“你们要进窄门，走窄路。”He
said, "You must enter through the narrow gate and walk on the narrow path."
他说：“你们要结好果子。”He
said, "You must bear good fruit."
最后他说：“Lastly,
he said."
所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，就好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。Then
he said, "Finally, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house on the rock."
凡听见我这话不去行的。 好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house on sand.
雅各也说，你们不单单要听到，你们也要行道。James
also said, don't just listen to the word, do what it says.
我们刚才读的是登山宝训。We
just read Sermon on the Mount.
在圣经里面，主还有很多很多更多的话。Throughout
Scripture, the Lord had many other words.
神说这些话，乃是要叫我们去遵守。These
words I have spoken are meant for us to obey and do.
问题是我们能够行得出来吗？
The problem is, can we do them?
我相信，如果让大家举手的话，绝大部分人都会同意说，主的这些教训。 太难了。同意不同意？
I suppose if I ask one to raise their hands, we would think that the Lord's teachings are too difficult. Agree or not?
我必须说做不到。
I must say I can't.
前几天呢，在微信上有一篇文章。
A few days ago on WeChat, there was an article.
讲到说基督徒有五种语言是不能说的。
And it said Christians have five types of language they shouldn't, five kinds of things they just shouldn't say.
第一种叫做恶言。
First one is bitter words or evil words.
就是恶毒的话，咒诅的话。
Bitterness and things that and curses.
第二种叫做谎言。
Second is lies.
不能说谎。
Cannot lie.
第三种是戏言。
And third one is
轻佻的话。
And third one is vain words.
第四种是闲言，流言闲语、八卦的话。
And fourth one is meaningless talk.
第五种呢叫做怨言。
And fifth one is grumbling and complaints.
这都是圣经里说的五种，第一种恶言，第二种谎言，第三种戏言，第四种闲言，第五种怨言。
These are the Bible.
都不能从我们的口说。
All these things the Bible have taught that these are the things, these kind of things we shouldn't say.
有个姐妹留言。
A sister left a message.
很难做到呀。
She said it's so hard to do.
或许你常常听到说。
Maybe you often hear.
不是难。
It's not difficult.
是不可能。
It's impossible.
但是呢，我也希望。我们从神的话里面也看到另外一点。
But I hope we also see something else throughout His words.
主说的是，凡听见我的话去行的。
He said, "Whoever hears these words of mine and does them."
主没有说你要行到什么程度。
He didn't say you have to do them to complete what, to what degree you have.
没有说到你要达到什么高度，你才是一个聪明人。
He didn't say you have to achieve a certain level to be called wise.
只要你照着去行。
As long as you do them,
就是把根基立在磐石上。
And that is to set, that is to say, to set the foundation on the rock.
主就是那个根基。
Our Lord Jesus is that rock.
所以我们去行的时候
，So when we go and do things,
就是把根基建在磐石上，神就喜悦我们。
That is to put Christ as our foundation, and the Lord will be delighted.
神就帮助我们。
Lord will help us.
神就对我们负责。
Lord will be responsible for us.
所以呢，老约翰也说，在启示录里面。
So John also said in Revelations.
念着书上的预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的是有福的，因为时候近了。
Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and take them to heart that what is written on it.
神要我们去遵守这些话。
Because the time is near. The Lord wants us to obey.
我们从哪里开始呢？
Where do we start?
从我们有一个愿意的心开始。
We start with having a willing heart.
我发现我们常常第一个失败。
I discovered often our first failure.
不是呢，我们无法去遵行神的话。
Are not because we're unable to obey his commands.
是我们根本没有心智去遵行他的话。
But rather, we don't have the heart to obey them.
就是我们的脚还没有踏出去的时候。
So when before we even took the first step.
我们就已经害怕，我们已经认输了，我们就已经跪了。
We're already afraid. We already surrender. We already bow down.
还没有上起跑线就当逃兵了。
Before we even got to the running lanes, we already ran away.
只有当我们有了心智来遵行神的话的之后
，Only after we have the heart to obey Him，
我们才会进到下一步。
Can we go through the next step？
就是罗马书第七章讲的那个经历。
Is the that's experience that's the experience described in Romans 7？
立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
What I want to do, I cannot。
这个经历是在立志为善之后的，大家注意。
Oh, this is something to do after the willingness.
Willingness. 当我们还没有立志为善的时候，我们根本谈不上行出来由不得我。
Because before we're even willing to do anything, we definitely cannot do what is required.
所以遵行神的旨意从哪里开始？
So where does obeying the Lord start?
从我们愿意来遵行他的旨意开始。
It starts from wanting and being willing to obey him.
我们要真实地问自己，我愿意遵行他的旨意吗？
We have to honestly ask ourselves, do we really want to obey his commands?
我愿意讨他的喜悦吗？
Do we want to have him be pleased with us?
知道，当我们愿意的时候。
You know, when we are willing,
神是何等愿意来帮助我们。
How willing is the Lord to help us?
我们真的要求神照明我们心中的眼睛。
We really have to beg our Lord to lighten our hearts.
使我们知道他的恩召有何等样的指望。
To really know the hopes of the riches of his glory.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等荣耀的盼望。
What a glorious hope in the inheritance in the saints.
并知道他向我们这信的人所彰显的能力。是何等的浩大。
And how exceedingly great his power toward us is.
我们没有一个人有能力可以遵行神的旨意。
None of us has the strength to obey the commands of God.
但是神向我们所彰显的能力却是何等的浩大。
But the power that God gives us is great and exceedingly great.
这个能力就是圣灵的能力。
This power is the power of the Spirit.
这个能力能够叫主耶稣基督从死里复活。
This power can bring Lord Jesus back from the dead.
这个能力今天神借着圣灵也赐给我们。
This same power is given to us today through the Holy Spirit.
这个能力把我们带入到一切的真理。
This Holy Spirit leads us to all truth.
也使我们靠着这个能力可以遵行神的旨意。
And helps us to be able to obey his commands.
我们今天就需要在神面前有这样一个祷告。
Today we must have this kind of prayer toward our God.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help me.
让我们可以像诗篇119篇的诗人所说的那样。
So that we can be the same attitude, have the same attitude as the author of Psalm 119.
求你叫我遵行你的命令。
Make me to go in the path of your commandments.
因为这是我所喜悦。
For in there I delight.
我们喜悦他的旨意吗？
Do we delight in his commands?
这世界和其上的一切情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的，必永远长存。
Everything in this world and heaven will pass away, but only the ones who do God's will be preserved.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
Lord, 我们把这些残缺不全的话交在你的手中。
Lord, we leave these incomplete words into your hands.
我们能够明白的有限。
What we can understand is very limited.
我们能够讲的有限。
What we can say is very limited.
求主你自己来帮助我们。
May you help us your own personally.
主啊，求你自己向我们说话。
May you personally speak to us.
求你吸引我们。
Please draw us.
开我们心里的眼睛，让我们看见主你自己的美丽。
Open the eyes of our heart and help us see your beauty.
看见你的荣耀。
To see your glory.
使我们可以爱慕你的话。
That we may love your words.
让我们愿意遵行你的话。
To be willing to obey them.
愿你帮助我们。
May you help us.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.